The legislation extending the Violence Against Women Act was sponsored by two Wisconsin Republicans, Mark Green and James Sensenbrenner. The idea for assistance to help reduce domestic violence originally came from the late Minnesota Senator, Democrat Paul Wellstone. The current legislation was bottled up, and women's advocates have been concerned about its status. Alice Randall is a policy specialist with the National Network to End Domestic Violence.
There was no one out there saying we shouldn't renew the Violence Against Women Act, but there were sticking points in working out the details.
What's at stake is federal grant money that helps build temporary shelters for abused women and their children. The legislation also stiffens penalties for sexual assault and trains first responders like police about violence against women. The act expired in September, but congressional members say they've struck a deal to extend the Violence Against Women Act. The program is 11 years old, and statistics show mixed results. In some cases, rape and domestic violence have increased. Women's groups say this is due to increased public awareness and a hotline victims can call. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.